Hello, my name is Destiny Trigueros, and in this podcast I will be talking about hatred and unjustified crimes towards African Americans. There has been many crimes and cruelty towards their race, and when it comes to them having a case, most of the time justice is not served. For example, when white men create a bigger, more serious felony, they tend to get off the hook easier. But why is that? Radical segregation was a system that divided white and African Americans into different facilities and denied them from having equality and equal ownership. Although it began in the late 1950s, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 suspended all states and laws requiring segregation, basically indicating it was illegal to be involved with it. Many people like Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. fought for equality. I will be sharing information on the case, cold case of James Bright Jr., Laquan McDonald, and Emmett Till. I will also mention a source that explains how blacks and whites differ in the criminal justice system. John Gramlich mentioned how 8 out of 10 black adults say blacks are treated less fairly than whites by police. This shows and is an indication how race. President Donald Trump encourages more people to express hate and intolerance towards black Americans. It's not fair how somebody should look up to bickers at other races and immigrations. The case of James Bright Jr. is very cold and very sad. 21 years ago, 49-year-old African American James Bright was brutally harassed and murdered by three white men. He was only asking for a ride home, but he didn't know what was upcoming. Instead of leaving it like that, he got tied to the back of their truck and he got dragged through town, basically killing him. After he no longer life, he got thrown in front of a African-American church like a piece of garbage. It's really heartbreaking how his case was never justified, and years later it got reopened to finalize some details and finally get the justice he deserved. Innocent people every year get treated badly and nothing is ever done in the moment, and things shouldn't be like that. Another cold case is the case of Laquan McDonald. In October of 2014, a white police officer from Chicago named Jason Van Dyke got a call to check out a young black teenager on the streets that was breaking into people's cars. Crime. He noticed how Laquan McDonald allegedly had a weapon on him, which was a knife, and he instantly shot him. But the thing is, he didn't only shoot him once, he shot him more like 16 times. Nothing major happened to him at the moment. And after the incident, lower class people started protesting for justice, and that's when things started getting taken more serious. Lower class people and his family were threatening to vandalize and burn shops around Chicago due to him not getting the justice he deserved. How is that fair that somebody 16 times? And nothing was done to him just because of his skin color? And although he might have claimed that it was self-defense, why 16? Like, that just doesn't make sense. And basically, after things started getting analyzed more and things got taken serious, he got fired, and now he's serving jail time up to a sentence of a lifetime. Another really, really, really horrible and sad case is about Emmett Till. Emmett Till was a young 14-year-old African-American born in Mississippi that had an encounter with a woman. He didn't have an encounter with her physically, all to rape a white woman. After he went missing for about a week, they actually reported him missing, and a month later they found a body floating in the river. Since the body was brutally harassed and brutally hit, there was no way, no form of identification, since his face was really messed up. The only way, the only form of verification and proof that it could have been Emmett was due to him having his father's ring. So brutally hit that he was not recognizable. I will now be interviewing my father, Carlos Trigueros. I will be translating, but asking him if he has ever seen any discrimination and hate towards African Americans, and if he has ever witnessed any protest or boycott. ¿Has visto discriminación o odio hacia los morenitos?
Sí, porque siempre cuando los mira siempre dice fucking nigga. Y siempre hablan, se expresan mal de ellos. Lo mismo cuando miran a un hispano también. Siempre dicen a Mexican, lo que sea, nomás porque lo miran a uno que uno es latino. La discriminación, pues siempre se ha visto.
¿Has visto una protesta o pelea físicamente en manera mala?
Sí, cuando yo viví en Los Ángeles, fue que vi eso ahí, que cuando la policía abusó de un moreno y lo golpearon, fue en como el 91, 92, cuando hubo esa protesta, que yo estuve ahí cuando hicieron todo ese desastre que hubo ahí.
¿Y qué detalles puedes incluir de ese incidente, de ese día?
De ese día, pues yo no sabía mucho, pues, pero según lo que escuché, que unos policías golpearon a un moreno y nomás porque ellos no hicieron justicia, ellos se hicieron todo ese disturbio que ellos hicieron por lo mismo, porque quisieron hacer que los policías habían hecho las cosas como debían de ser, pero según decía la gente que no estaba bien, y que por eso fue que ellos se enojaron y ellos hicieron todo eso de andar quemando tiendas, andarlas abriendo. Y yo veí pues que la gente andaba robando muchas cosas.
Thank you, Juan Carlos. Now I will continue to make people realize how inequality and segregation is still around in the present. As something that can happen to them, but nowadays it could happen to anybody and everybody. Be kind to others. Being kind to others plays a major role in this. Words could be hurtful and they could also scar a person up for life. And it could lead to more severe incidents, like someone committing suicide due to all the bullying and harassment they receive. Thank you for listening.